is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Vice President Harris says former President Donald Trump's comments about Liz Cheney having 9 gun barrels shooting at her makes even more clear that he isn't qualified to be president.
His enemies list has grown longer, his rhetoric has grown more extreme, and he is even less focused than before on the needs and the concerns and the challenges facing the American people.
In battleground Michigan, Trump doubled down on his comments.
She's a war hawk. She kills people. She wanted to, even in my administration, she was pushing that we go to war with everybody. And I said, if you ever gave her a rifle and let her do the fighting, if you ever do that, she wouldn't be doing too well.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Trump's comments are dangerous.
It is unacceptable. It is dangerous to speak to political violence, to talk about political violence, to lift up political violence.
This is the last day of early voting in battleground Georgia. The Secretary of State's office says 50% of the state's registered voters have already cast their ballots, a record. Chief Jeff Hadley of the Chatham County Police Department was concerned about the heated political climate.
We just wanted to make sure that we were providing a safe atmosphere around all the polling locations to the extent that we can, so people felt comfortable coming and exercising their constitutional rights.
Iran is rattling its nuclear saber, says CBS's Vicky Barker.
A top advisor to Iran's supreme leader has said Tehran could be pushed into building a nuclear weapon if Israel threatens its existence. Kamal Karazi told Iran's student news network the country has the technical capacity to build the bomb, calling into question Iran's repeated insistence that its nuclear program is for purely peaceful purposes.
Tens of thousands of people across western North Carolina are still without clean water. 5 weeks after Hurricane Helene dumped 2 feet of rain on the region, leading to historic flooding.
Engineers have been working long hours to get the region's water supply back online. Katie Toomey lives in devastated Black Mountain, just east of Asheville.
We knew it's a long process. It's frustrating. So they've been doing everything they can possibly do, and we appreciate them.
There's a boil water notice in effect, and people are having to use bottled water for drinking and bathing. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
On Wall Street at the close, the Dow was up almost 0.75%, S&P 500 up almost 0.5%, and the NASDAQ closed up more than 0.75%, a day in the green for the street. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Milwaukee's hazmat team responded to a suspicious package at the downtown post office this morning. It's as the city and the area prepare for high-profile political events. Nothing of concern was found. The Fiserv Forum is where former President Donald Trump will hold a rally tonight. Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to appear at State Fair Park in West Allis. Officials warn of significant traffic disruptions due to both events. Racine voters can vote early through Sunday. Options are available in several locations throughout the weekend, with City Hall and the MLK Community Center the sites on Sunday. There's more about voting options at civicmedia.us/vote. Tonight, the Racine Case High School football team aims to achieve a milestone by winning their 10th game of the season. The second-round WIAA playoff game against Maguanago will be on WRJN at 6:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
The Badgers on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. At 5-3, Luke Fickell asked if he's concerned about getting to a bowl game this year.
All we're thinking about is Iowa. And, I mean, to think anything past that is crazy.
NFL, the Packers injury list growing. Defensive back Jaire Alexander with a knee injury. Jordan Love with a groin. Starting center Josh Myers with a severe left wrist injury that could prevent him from blocking and pass protection.
It's just going to depend on how I feel these next couple days, you know, and whether or not I feel like I can do it. I think the big thing for me is I just got to make sure I'm not going to hurt the team by playing, you know, so I just have to answer that question.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Grizzlies 122-99. A lot of missed open shots.
This may be the greatest make-miss night ever. The defensive transition was still awful tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. They host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows upper 30s. For the afternoon Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs to the upper 50s. Cloudy with passing showers Sunday, highs approach 60 degrees. More rain around for Monday, even a few rumbles of thunder. It's 46 right now.
WRJN. Ba 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 ba. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, the recent adoption of touchscreen tip prompts has increased the percentage of people who tip and has increased the amount of those tips. According to a recent study, 65% of Americans said they leave bigger tips as a result of digital tipping. There's also hard evidence from March of 2020 until May of 2023, earnings from tips were up 42%.
Sympathetic eyes stroll around the grounds. Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. Can. Holding on to one another's hand.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Headed to the movies this weekend, let's check in with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, see what's new.
Well, the first one is a movie called Here. This is the generational story about families and the special place they inhabit. The movie takes place in Run Room and shows families through the generations. It stars Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and is directed by Robert Zemeckis. This one should be a great one to go see. The next movie is an animated family film, and it's called Hit Pig. It's about a bounty hunter pig that finds himself trekking across the globe to find an elephant he intended to capture. And the last movie in wide release is a re-release. It is the re-release of Godzilla Minus One for the 70th anniversary of Godzilla. There is special content in this very special film that actually won a technical award at the Oscars last year. That's Godzilla Minus One. There is so much to go see at the box office. Go check out a movie today.
All right, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit. Looking for a lifestyle change to start the new year off right? Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your overall health, starting with their on-ramp program. Centered around the pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through the challenging and fun workouts. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Only the lonely.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. So much you could be doing tonight. You could go see a movie. You could go to a high school football game. You could go to First Fridays in downtown Racine. Whatever you're doing, take a jacket with you. Mostly clear and a low of 37. Tomorrow, beautiful. Sunny and 55. Sunday, not so beautiful. Rain, a high of 63.
about science books. Don't know much about the French I took.
Station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An off-duty Kenosha County Sheriff's detective saw a burglary in progress Wednesday night. The suspect drove off before he could intervene. However, the man was quickly arrested after a neighbor reported a car matching the description. The 34-year-old Kenosha man was arrested in Pleasant Prairie on multiple charges, including burglary and recklessly endangering safety. Pleasant Prairie officers eventually found that he had crashed his vehicle and was in possession of stolen property. Tonight, the Case High School football team is trying to do something no other Eagle team has done. If they win tonight in their second-round WIAA playoff game, they'll have won 10 games, a feat no other Case team has accomplished. You can hear the game on WRJN at 6:30 with the Eagles in Maguanago. Last week, Case came back to beat Oconomowoc to advance. Racine voters have a number of opportunities for weekend early voting. Those include Sunday options at City Hall and the MLK Community Center from 9 to noon. Cities can do early voting on Sunday, but many of them don't. Early voting in Kenosha comes to an end tomorrow. There's a pause on all voting on Monday before regular election day on Tuesday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows upper 30s. For the afternoon Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs to the upper 50s. Cloudy with passing showers Sunday, highs approach 60 degrees. More rain around for Monday, even a few rumbles of thunder. It's 46 right now.
they do. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
I keep getting all these visits from my friends. Yeah, what they doing to me? They come to my house again and again and again and again.
It's the OJs and Backstabbers on WRJN. Well, don't do this. A man in France blew up his house with his washing machine. How? The man told police he was trying to remove a grease stain from his shirt when he poured a cup of gasoline into the washer. When the machine changed cycles, a spark ignited the gasoline and blew out the first floor of his home, knocking him unconscious in the process. Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you enjoying hearing Paul Harvey back on the air? That's right. The late Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of The Rest of the Story. Hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Cindy Huber on WRJN.
Everything turned, there is a season we
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose. A time to rend, a time to sow. A time for love, a time for hate. A time for peace. I swear it's not too late.
News, timeless hits, and football on WRJN. That's right. The Wisconsin Badgers are heard all season long here on WRJN. Next matchup is tomorrow night. 6:30 is the kickoff. Badgers are on the road in Iowa City to take on Iowa. Matt LePay has the play-by-play here on WRJN. In fact, hear Badger football all season long on WRJN.
Who is Brian Stile trying to fool with all his negative ads? Stile voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Stile voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers and cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics, and that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits, and he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat, and he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Thing he's found.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, today. I'll talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Go out, enjoy your weekend, and stay tuned for CBS News at 6. That's coming up next. Have a great night.
J.N.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, that's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me. God knows she loves me.